Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I'd like to applaud you for taking the time out on a busy Sunday to join with us in the e-community as we link hearts and minds to deepen in oneness and the awareness of our connection to each other and to the all that is, the Spirit of God, that divine intelligence, that infinite power, that life that is eternal. And so this morning our theme for our Sunday soul connection is chronicle versus biological age. I'm sure many of you are aware of, but for me this week it suddenly struck me as I was reading how, irrespective of how much we know about truth, think we're living truth, expressing truth, affirming truth, how easily it is to fall into the trap of believing falsehood. Let me put it that way. Last year, many of you may remember, I tore my meniscus disc, limped around for several months, and when I finally went to the doctors and had the x-rays, they told me that, oh, you know, it's osteoarthritis is in there, and you have to be able to accept that this is what it's going to be like, and if it gets any worse, then we'll have to do replacement knee surgery. And whilst I was sufficiently aware enough to be able to discount or dismiss the acceptance or the belief that this osteoarthritis was something that I would have to live with and that it was a part of my future, the other part of me did buy into, oh, well, you know, you're getting on now and the organic body is going to start breaking down. And I found myself for many months believing that. It's all part of the aging process. Things are going to start not working as they should. It's going to be slower for you and you have to accept that. And I do these, for most days I have a thing called Luminosity, which I subscribe to, and it gives you brain activities. And it could be simple things like just adding up quickly or using memory to see where this thing was and put it in the next. Just simple little games to get your memory going and keeping your brain active. And as I said, I do it most days. But I've noticed there are some of the activities to which I cannot get the score back to what I had in 2015 or 2017. And to me, that was like, oh, confirmation, definitely, you're slowing down, you're deteriorating, this is what's going to happen now. And this week, as I was reading about the difference between your chronological age and your biological age, I recognized I was buying into, on one level, the fact that my chronological age, which is your age that comes around with every birthday, it's that measurement that we use to define who we are. I'm this age because this birthday I was whatever it is. And it's usually defined by a series of sequential stages in our lives, from conception, development, maturation, decline, and death. And because we go through each of these stages, we think, well, yes, our chronological age defines who we are. But in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. Our biological age is a true reflection of who we are. And our biological age isn't defined by the number of years on this earth. Our biological age is defined by how we see ourselves, how we look after our body, whether we exercise, whether we eat healthily, whether we allowing stress to overwhelm us, whether we're exposed to the toxicity in our environment. These are the things that define our biological age. And more importantly, our beliefs that we hold in our minds, which affects our body. So whilst we may be chronically age 50, biologically, if we're healthy and looking after ourselves, we could be age 30. So your biological age and your chronological age aren't the same. And we can influence our biological age by the thoughts we're holding, by the way we look after our bodies and the way we treat our bodies, by the way we allow ourselves to worry, stress, get angry, etc. We have control over those things that affect us biologically. And this is the thing that I really want to emphasize this morning. All of us here on the phone are trying to live and express truth in the highest form that we know. But all of us get caught out in some shape or form because very much we get caught up with what's dictated and shown to us in the world. And we're all scared of growing old and aging and being not as active as we used to be or not as mentally agile as we used to be. And, you know, we buy into this, oh, when we forget something, we're having a senior moment. Forget having senior moments. Forget thinking that your age is somehow dictating how healthy you can be. Forget the thinking the years around the earth, around this, on this planet, is somehow defining who you are and what's still left for you to do. I have a dear, dear friend who would rather have her teeth pulled than tell you her age. And quite rightly so, because her age is not limiting her to how she shows up in this world. Her age isn't defining her as to what she can do, and she's always coming up with ideas about things she can do. She's not thinking, well, I've been this amount of time on the earth, and this is my chronological age, and this is what the culture says I should be doing. She's just getting on and living her life and bringing forth all manner of ideas and creativity. And this is the invitation this morning. Do not let your chronological age determine what you are able to achieve, what you are able to do, what you are able to experience. Do not be limited by what the culture says, society says, the collective consciousness says about you and your age. The quote that I shared yesterday in the announcement said that age is a matter of feeling, not of years. So what are you bringing? What are you thinking? What are you feeling about yourself? That is more important than how many years you've been on this planet. I want to share the story with you first, and then I want to really then get into it. It's a little long, but I couldn't edit it out because it's too important to miss anything out. And it says, a study was done in 1979 by psychologist Ellen Langer and her team at Harvard, which demonstrates the power of mind to reverse aging. The subjects, all 75 or older and in good health, were asked to meet for a week's retreat at a country resort. They were informed in advance that they would be given a battery of physical and mental exams. But in addition, one unusual stipulation was placed upon them. They were not allowed to bring any newspapers, magazines, books, or family photos dated later than 1959. The purpose of this odd request became clear when they arrived. The resort had been set up to a duplicate life as it was 20 years earlier. Instead of magazines from 1979, they read the reading tables, health issues of life, and Saturday Evening Post from 1959. The only music played was 20 years old. And in keeping with the flashback, the men were asked to behave entirely as if the year were 1959. All talk had to refer to the events and people of that year. Every detail of their week in the country was geared to make each subject feel, look, talk, and behave as he had in his mid-50s. During this period, Lange's team made extensive measurements of the subject's biological age. Gerontologists have not been able to fix the precise markers that define biological age, as I noted earlier. But a general profile was compiled for each man using measurements of physical strength, posture, perception, cognition, and short-term memory, along with thresholds of hearing, sight, and taste. The Harvard team wanted to change the context in which these men saw themselves. The premise of their experiment was that of seeing oneself as old or young directly influences the aging process itself. To shift their context back to 1959, the researchers had their ID subjects wear ID photos taken 20 years before. The group learned to identify one another through these pictures rather than present appearance. They're instructed to talk exclusively in the present tense of 1959. I wonder if President Eisenhower will go with Nixon next election. Their wives and children were referred to as they were also 20 years younger. Although the men were retired, they talked about their careers as if they were still in full swing. The results of this play acting were remarkable compared to a control group that went on a retreat but continue to live in the world of 1979. The make-believe group improved in memory and manual dexterity. They were more active and self-sufficient about such things as taking their own food at meals and cleaning up their rooms, behaving much more like 55-year-olds than 75-year-olds. Many of them had become dependent on younger family members to perform everyday tasks for them. Perhaps the most remarkable change had to do with the aspects of aging that were considered irreversible. Impartial judges were asked to study the before and after pictures of the men, detected that their faces looked visibly younger by an average of 3 years. Measurements of finger length, which tends to shorten with age, indicated that their fingers had lengthened. Stiffened joints were more flexible, and posture had started to straighten, as it had in younger years. The control group also showed some improvement. Lange explained this by the fact that going on a trip and being treated specially made them feel younger too. But the control group actually declined in certain markers, such as manual dexterity and finger length. Intelligence is considered fixed in adults. Yet over half of the experimental group showed increased intelligence over the 5 days of their return to 1959, while a quarter of the group declined in IQ test scores. Professor Lange's study was a landmark in proving that so-called irreversible signs of aging could be reversed using psychological intervention. That was a long one, but I needed to share that with you. So science has actually proved that it's not our chronological age, our chronological age does not have the ability to define who we are. Our biological age does. How do we think about ourselves? How do we see ourselves? How do we treat ourselves? How do we express ourselves? These can affect and influence us. Many of you may be familiar with Bruce Lipton, Biology Belief, and many other books that he's written and various YouTube And he is a proponent of the fact that it's not our environment or our age that influences us, but it's our genes. Our genes are the masters of our fate, he says. It's our genes that help us create the lives overflowing with peace and happiness and love. He says human beings have a great capacity for sticking to false beliefs with great passion and tenacity. And that's what we've been doing for so many of us, and in our cultures and our societies, believing that as we are aging chronologically, that somehow is going to be the norm, and that somehow is going to reflect in our bodies, and that we can do nothing about it. And nothing could be further from the truth. As this test proved, those that were in the controlled group who went on this retreat, who were able to just stay as they were, 75-year-old, declined, their physical and their mental abilities declined. Those who went on the experimental group, when we're told to believe they were 20 years younger than they were, everything improved for them. We are not at the mercy of our years, our birthdays, the world turning. We are at the mercy of our beliefs and our attitudes about ourselves. When we look at the old patriarchs of the Bible, it is said that Noah lived until 950 years, and Abraham lived to 175, and many of the patriarchs lived for any other numbers in between. I, for one, don't want to live to 100 plus years, that's for certain. But the idea is that that which is in us is eternal. It is the presence, it is the spirit, it is the power that is not bound by time. It is not conditioned by the amount of times we've gone round the sun. It is ageless, and we are an expression of that life. So my beloved, the invitation is, do not be limited by your chronological age, but instead start to enhance your biological age. Our sacred text from 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Day by day we're renewed. Day by day, spirit within us is doing a new thing. Day by day, ourselves we know are dying and birthing day by day. So it doesn't matter what's going on outwardly. It doesn't matter what we think physically is happening to us. Day by day, moment to moment, depending on our thoughts and our beliefs about ourselves, we are changing. It is this. For me, it is important how we live our truth so that it reflects in all areas and all avenues of our life. It is incumbent upon each and every one of us to take responsibility for our own health and well-being, whether it's from our diets, whether it's from our exercise regime, whether it's how we deal with worry and stress. No one can do these things for us. We individually, personally, have to take charge of these things. When you can look at tests like that, that Professor Langer did back then, and I know there have been more tests done since 79, we need to understand how much limiting thoughts, beliefs, how much fear, worry, and anxiety impact our biological age. How much we can control our beliefs about ourselves, and how in controlling those beliefs about ourselves, we can improve our life. My poem is entitled, The Gift Wrapped and the Jewel, by Wanda Gaines. And she wrote this when she was 92 years old back in 2015. It got 4.5 million views at the time on Facebook. I'm not sure if she's still alive today, but I wanted to share what she wrote. I looked in the mirror, and what did I see? But a little old lady peering back at me, with bags and sags and wrinkles and wispy white hair. And I asked my reflection, how did you get there? You once were straight and vigorous, and now you're stooped and weak. When I tried so hard to stop you from becoming an antique, my reflection's eyes twinkled, and she solemnly replied, you're looking at the gift wrap and not the jewel inside. A living gem and precious of unimagined worth, unique and true, the real you, the only you on earth. The years that spoil your gift wrap with other things more cool should purify and strengthen and polish up the jewel. So focus your attention on the inside, not the out, on being kinder, wiser, more content, and more devout. Then when your gift wrap's tipped away, your jewel will be set free to radiate God's glory throughout eternity. Love that. Our science of mind reading is entitled, The Infinite Lies in Wait. The first quote comes from Lillian de Waters, who says, we are immortals living in heaven now. The second quote comes from Ernest Holmes, The Science of Mind, page 191, who says, hidden away in the inner nature of real man is the law of his life. The author writes, if our belief is in our oneness with God, we must also believe in a constant connection with the infinite. Further, we must know that all our living systems are powered by divine energies, which means there is nothing that we think, do, or create that is separate from divine action. What we may not consider is that although the infinite is at our disposal, so to speak, it does not thrust its knowing upon us. It awaits our discovery of our natural inheritance. What this could mean is that our use of power and energy may be pretty unknown to us, and that we can be both careless and reckless with what is our birthright. Just as the great avatars, Jesus, Buddha, and Muhammad, were heirs to divine wisdom, so are we. And if this awareness is a surprise to us, then we must hasten to become aware of what is at our fingertips. We must pay attention to the general nature of the way we think, so that the instructions we are given to mind to fulfill hold life, clarity, love, and compassion. It must be immensely empowering to realize that the generous universal nature extends to us, enough so that we may be able to imagine more than ever. This is not a secret, but it is a discovery, ours to make at every moment, and not a moment too soon. It is ours to remember that our thoughts are co-creating with that infinite intelligence that resides at the center of our being. Remember always, the teacher said, according to our belief, be it done unto us. If we are caught up in the belief that our chronological age is that which influences what we can and can't do in life, so be it done unto us. If our belief is that our biological age, based on the beliefs, based on how we are treating ourselves, based on whether we're eating healthily, how we are moving, exercising, etc. in the world, then be that done unto us. We are not limited by the number of years we have been on this earth. We are only limited by our belief and our limitation about that. We have the Spirit of God indwelling us at the center of us as us, expressing in and through, according to our faith, according to our belief, according to that which we have accepted as truth. I have revised and revisioned my belief that my body is organic and therefore I have to accept all that is happening to it as it ages, and realigned myself with the unfailing truth that I am made in the image and likeness of that which is whole, that which is eternal, that which is perfect. And my body is expressing accordingly. My beloveds, It is up to you to choose what are you believing for yourself about your physical form, whether you are limiting it to being chronologically aging, or whether you are believing that biologically it is healthy and whole. Deepak Chopra says, because the mind influences every cell in the body, human aging is fluid and changeable. It can speed up, slow down, stop for a time, even reverse itself. Hundreds of research findings from the last 3 decades have verified that aging is much more dependent on the individual than was ever dreamed of in the past. To challenge aging at its core, this entire worldview must be challenged first, for nothing holds more power over the body than the beliefs of the mind. So if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and go within and bring your attention to your breath, a gentle inhalation and exhalation. The ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. That is such a rallying call to remember that we are made in the image and likeness of health, wholeness, and perfection. That as every cell in our body is resounding to that life-giving, energizing breath, that is spirit in it. So as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out. In, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. As you inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. Mm-hmm. And as you breathe out, this is my breath, as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale, this is my breath, as I breathe in healing. Exhale, this is my breath, as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in spirit. As you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out, I'm ageless. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in spirit. This is my breath, I am ageless. Spirit. Ageless. Spirit. Ageless. Here, in the sanctuary of the soul, in the cave of the heart. Let us take a moment to see in our mind's eye that which we wish to do, be, have, or experience in our week ahead. We know that we are co-creators with the infinite that resides at the center of us. So let us co-create that which we want. To see ourselves healthy, energized, peace-filled, loving, harmonious, whatever it is you desire, see in your mind's eye now. And always remember to add the feeling component to it. Thank you. take a deep breath in. As we enter into our circle of prayer, always you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is at the center. His Spirit is everywhere present at every point in space and time. Whose center is everywhere and circumference is nowhere. Divine Beloved, ground of being, infinite intelligence, Thou who art the absolute reality, the mystery of all things, as we consciously come into Your presence at this time, let us come back into the remembrance of who we are and whose we are, and release any limiting thoughts or beliefs about how we are aging chronologically. And let us be open to the idea and the remembrance that the deathless self-existent life that is Your Spirit resides in every cell, tissue, part and particle of our being. That we are renewed daily through the understanding and the awareness that Your Spirit renews, quickens, replenishes, restores. So You said, behold, I make all things new. Let us take the time to cherish and honor this physical body temple through healthy foods and exercise, through releasing thoughts that are stressful or worrying, and remembering the truth of our being, that we are one with You and all that You are. And all that You are is life, love, light, peace, joy, in all good things that we can conceive of. So as we know this truth for ourselves, let us know this truth for all our friends, our families, our loved ones, our communities, our neighbors, and for all people of this beautiful planet. Let us hold in our hearts those that are suffering from extreme conditions, from the floods and monsoons in some parts of the world, from this great interrupter that is affecting everyone, and those in the developing countries that have no access to the health providers that we have, for those that have died in this situation alone with their loved ones far from them, for all the conditions, for all the situations that are happening across our globe, we bring them and they leave them before You. For we know that You are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. Let our hearts and minds stay open that we may be moved by You to do whatever is incumbent upon each and every one of us to do our part. Divine Beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. You know the needs and wants of every individual on this planet. So I know that even though I have no words for every need and every consideration, I know that You already have done the work. So hearts that are filled with gratitude, we give You praise, we give You glory, and we surrender to You now. For Your infinite grace, Your endless blessings, Your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wriggle your fingers and affirm, I open myself to the oneness of all life. Cross your hands over your heart, palms down and affirm, I radiate love to all who I meet. Bring your hands together as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words that affirm the quality of life I want. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards, and affirm. I'm continuously grateful for all my blessings, seen and unseen. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists, and affirm. I let go of any real or perceived shortcoming I may have. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our Buddhist meditations and prayer of intention. Repeat after me. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly,
in thought, word, or deed,
I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free. May I feel protected and safe. Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy.
May I be peaceful. May I be free.
May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
Our science of mind affirmation. I am aware of my divine origins.
I am aware of my divine origins.
And I know of the power inherent in my thoughts.
Therefore, I think wisely.
Lovingly. And with great attention.
To what I send forth.
Our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without. Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
My beloved, as we're drawing towards the close of this morning, Sunday Soul, our rumination, our Rumi quote this morning, to remain dependent on frivolous attachments is a living death. Only when I free myself from my ego's cravings can I hope to live eternally. Just to remind you, we have our 10 at 10, our 10-minute prayer on Thursday as usual, and my closing benediction. May you live as long as you want, and never want as long as you live. May the love of God enliven you. May the grace of God bless you. May your faith in God ground you in oneness with her ever-abiding presence. My closing song for you this morning is by Kay Anthony, and it's entitled The Cure. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
you are the cure. My beloveds, I wish you a very blessed and happy Sunday and a wonderful week. Look forward to joining you on Thursday for our midweek prayer, 10 at 10, and again on Sunday for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.
Thank you.